So this is Jan Hull from CFIU, and I'm talking to volunteers at the Hillside Festival. So I'm talking to Carol. How are you doing, Carol?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good. Where are you from?
Toronto.
Toronto. And how are you enjoying being at Hillside?
I love Hillside. It's so friendly. It's so much fun.
So have you been coming here a lot over there?
This is my fourth year. My second year as a volunteer, but my first year as a crew chief. So I'm not too sure exactly what my duties are, and I'm just kind of wing it. And I've talked to some other volunteers that are going to be working for me, and they're all very supportive. And
so what sort of area are you crew chief of?
We're the welcoming committee. We're at the gate where you come in, and we welcome to Hillside. We give you the magazine.
Check the armband.
Check the armband and answer any questions anyone has. Stop people that aren't supposed to be in from coming in.
Does that happen a lot?
People try to get through, yeah, that shouldn't be here. Yeah, it does.
So that must be quite awkward, is it?
No, people are pretty good. They're pretty good, yeah. You explain to them the rationale why they're not supposed to be here. And they're pretty good. Sorry, go away.
Usually it's, do you know where I can get a ticket?
Yeah.
I'm just looking for a ticket, really.
Now, I heard there were still tickets available, I think, from the on the swap board or something.
Oh, maybe cancellations?
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like it was easier to get tickets, I don't know, than it had been.
Apparently it was sold out the day after they put them on sale. In fact, there's a sign on the road on the way in that says Hillside Festival sold out. So unless people cancel, I guess.
Yeah, probably people take them and then realize they can't go or something.
Last year I bought a couple of tickets that way. You go down to, what's that place called, the gate where you pick up your tickets and stuff. And there's people there wanting to, they bought an extra ticket for someone and the person couldn't come. So I think pretty much every year you could probably get a ticket that way if you get here early enough.
So what do you think is so special about Hillside? I mean, that gets people coming every year?
For me, personally, it's the drumming. The camaraderie,
It's very family oriented.
Yeah,
it's for all ages.
Yeah, it's such a fun place to be, and everybody's so friendly, and the music is great, the entertainment's wonderful, food is excellent.
Sometimes it's the only time I run into friends like once a year from university days. I'll meet them here.
Yeah.
Because you were at school here, right?
Yeah.
And where do you live now?
Toronto. Presently I'm teaching in Syria, but I basically live in Toronto.
That's quite a commute from Toronto to Syria.
Yes, it is.
Here for the summer.
I came home for the summer.
A couple of weeks, yeah.
So do they have anything like this in Syria? That's probably a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Definitely not. In fact, they don't have a lot of music in Syria that I have found anyways, as of yet, except for the call to prayer 5 times a day, which is nice, actually. It has its own special quality to it.
Yeah. So you're camping here as well?
We are.
Oh, the camping's the best part. You get to camp right on the island. You have immediate access to all the bands, all the activities, everything that's going on. It's just a short walk. Our first couple of years here, we camped in overflow camping, and we had to walk back and forth at night to get to the festival. And we're living basically right on the island with everything.
Not to mention the all-inclusive horrific behavior of some of the people in overflow camping.
Yeah.
Teenagers. Mm-hmm. Too much alcohol.
So the volunteer area is a lot more controlled, maybe?
It is. They have the noisy section in volunteer camping and the quiet section. So, if you want to be where they're drumming till 3 a.m, you can be there, or you can camp where it's a little more quiet at night.
So how many hours do you have to do if you're a volunteer then?
Total of 12.
12 plus training, so it's about 14. And then the rest of the weekend, you're just free to roam around and enjoy the festival.
So that sounds a pretty good deal.
Yeah, a good deal.
Plus all the food is free. Yeah.
That's great. Well, look, thanks for spending the time to talk to us.
You're very welcome.
And we get to meet radio hosts.